Let's see, we are holding on Dalet Amud Beis. Towards the first half of the page, Dalet Amud Beis, Omar Mar, Koyra Krishma, it's about 15-20 lines down. Dalet Amud Beis. Omar Mar, Koyra Krishma Umispalel. Part of that, Bryce has said before, that what a person should do is he should first read Krishma. He should come home from the field, come home from work, and he should go straight to the Beis Medrash. Good morning. He should go straight to the Beis Medrash, and he should read Krishma, and he should daven, he should learn. So, and then go home and eat and go to sleep, and not the other way around. So, Amar Mar Koyra Krishma Umispalel. He should go ahead, he should read Krishma, and then daven. Misayei Aleil Rabbi Yochanan. This is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a Zehu Ben Olam Haba, who is a Ben Olam Haba, Ze HaSoymech Geula L'Tfila. This is somebody who says the bracha of Geula, that's Gaal Yisrael, good morning, to Tfila, to davening. Shel Arvis, even of Myrav. So we see, so this is a proof to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that first you say Kriya Shema, and with all the accompanying brachas, and then you daven Myrav. That was Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, because Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi argued. He said, first you say Emar Tfilas Be'emtza. He says, first in the Shachris you say Kriya Shema, I think Dalet Amud Beis, about 20 lines down. First you say Kriya Shema, by Shachris, then you daven Shmoina Esrei, which is what we do. Then, by Myriv, you daven Shmoina Esrei first, and then you say Kriya Shema with all the brachas. So that was Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's opinion. The halacha is, by the way, that if somebody comes late to shul, and this is, you know, the Myriv that he's going to catch, Hitaka does that. He says Shmoina Esrei first, and then he says all the Birkas Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema afterwards. But that was Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi did Lechatchila. Yeah. And in fact, by Shach, okay, we'll see about by Shachas, but so Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Amar Tefilas Be'em Satiknam. From this Brisa, which it wasn't really talking about this, but it said you say Shema, then you daven, it's Mavur, it is clear, like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, B'maikam Eflegi, what does their argument revolve around? The Gemara says, Ibayis e makra, Ibayis e masvara. Either I can tell you that they are arguing about the interpretation of a pasuk, or I could tell you, I'll tell you that they're arguing in Svara, that they're arguing in logic. Ibayis Ema Svara, the Gemara starts to explain what their machlekas would be about if they were arguing in logic. Rabbi Yochanan Savar Geula Me'orta Namehave. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Geula, the original redemption that happened by Mitzrayim, albeit we know that we finally marched out of Mitzrayim during the morning, but the actual shackles of servitude was finally broken by night. So therefore, Geula, the redemption, Me'orta Namihavi, it happened by night as well. So it's true we finally marched out during the day. Ela Geula Ma'al Yasa, the incomplete Geula, Loi Havya, did not occur, Ela Ad Safra, until the morning. But the shackles of redemption already were broken by night, and therefore, even by night, it is good to mention Geula and then Tefillah. So why are we mentioning Geula and then Tefillah? The Rashi brings down a mashal. Imagine you have somebody who is, first he says, it's Michas Geula L'Tefillah, we have in David HaMelech, says in Tehillim, it says Hashem Tzuri V'Goy Ali, and then right after that it says Ya'ancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. So we talk about the Geula and then we talk about Tefillah asking Hashem for help. And Geula, mentioning Geula is like we're knocking at the door, and Hashem comes to answer the door, and then we go away. So we should mention, after mentioning Geula, we should go ahead, and when Hashem comes to, you know, because we were talking about the Geula, Hashem comes to open the door. So at that point, that's when we should be asking for our needs. And that's why you should say Tefillah after Geula. So if the Geula only happened during the morning, so then that's when we should be mentioned. That's when Hashem, that's when our mentioning of this idea would cause Hashem to open the door. But if Geula only, if Geula and Rabbi Yochanan holds that Geula happens at night as well, so therefore you should at night also, when mentioning Geula, you should go ahead and have Tefillah immediately afterwards. But if Geula only occurs during the morning, So then you only have to be careful about this during the morning. And that's Rabbi Shua ben Levi's opinion. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Savar Kavan, since the Loi Havia Elo Mitzafra, since the final redemption only happened during the complete redemption only happened during the morning, Loi Havia Geula Ma'al Yasa. Therefore, you could take out that word Ma'al Yasa. Loi Havi Geula. Therefore, the night when they did not yet march out, and they did not have the complete redemption, was not considered a proper geula as of that point. So either they argue in Svara, or v'ibayis emakra, they argue about the definition of the following pasuk. And ushneihem mikra echad darashu, they both are coming, both Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, are discussing how to translate the following pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Bishachbacha uvekumecha." When you go, you should read Kriyat Shema. Bishachbacha when you go to sleep, uvekumecha, and when you get up. Rabbi Yochanan savar makish shchiva lekima. Rabbi Yochanan says that we have a hekesh. We have the fact that the Torah puts the two together allows us to shed light one from the other. That's what a hekesh is. That since the two are put in the same pasuk, we learn one from the other. So makish shchiva lekima, the reading of Kriyat Shema by going to sleep has the same dinim as the reading by Kriyat Shema of getting up. So makima is Kriyat Shema va'achakach tefila, just like in the morning we say Kriyat Shema first and then afterwards we daven. So too in the evening, av shchiva nami Kriyat Shema va'achakach tefila. So too in the evening also we say Kriyat Shema and afterwards we daven. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi savar, no, it's true that I see that there is a hekesh, that there is some sort of similarity between the Kriyat Shema by night and the Kriyat Shema in the morning. But I'll take the similarity and I'll look at it in a different way. Just like Makima, by getting up in the morning, you say Kriyat Shema right after you got out of bed. So too, when you go to sleep also, Kriyat Shema Samach Limitasei. Kriyat Shema should be next to your bed, in other words, right before you go to sleep. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says there's an aspect of sleeping that should have you reading Kriyat Shema right before and right after it. And therefore, when you get up in the morning, you say Kriyat Shema, and then you daven. So when you go to sleep, you should daven, and then say Kriyat Shema, and then go to sleep. So obviously he holds that there's some sort of aspect of attaching Kriyat Shema to your... Now you can come up with any svara that you want. You can look in the Rishayim Achrayim to explain why you would have that connection. I'm saying offhand, Kriyat Shema is emuna, Kriyat Shema is all these things. So maybe before you go to sleep and when you get up, you have to mention emuna, you have to mention how Hashem is in charge of everything. So that's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi says. He says it has to do with sleep. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, both in the morning and in the evening, it has to do with tefillah. It's preceding the tefillah. That's the aspect of it. So what we do is we see in the morning, everybody knows in the morning that you have to say Kriyat Shema and then Tefillah. Why? Because of Soymech Gula L'Tefillah. The question is how to attach that to the evening. Do we say just like the morning, it's Kriyat Shema Tefillah, so to the evening is Kriyat Shema Tefillah? Or do we say just like the morning, Kriyat Shema is close to your bed right after you got up? So it's in the evening, it should be close to your bed right before you go to sleep. The question is what to extrapolate from the morning. Masiv Mar Braid Ravina. Mar, the son of Ravina, asked the following question. It says, you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema right next, you're supposed to say Goal Yisrael right next to Shemoneh Esrei. Masiv Mar Braid Ravina. But what about the bracha of Hashkivenu? We say during the Ma'ariv, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. What's next? Hashkivenu. We don't daven Shemoneh Esrei right away. It says in the upcoming Mishnah, Be'erev mevarach shtayim lefaneha uvishtayim lachareha. In the evening you say two brachas Kriyat Shema before and two brachas of Kriyat Shema, Goal Yisrael and Hashkivenu, afterwards, vishtayim lachareha. Ve'i amrit bo'i lismoich, and if you say, Rabbi Yochanan, that you need to say Goal Yisrael immediately following that, you have to say the tefillah, that smoich, you have to put them together. Haloiko samach geula l'tefillah, you are not putting together the geula with tefillah. The habay lemeimer Hashkivenu, you have to say Hashkivenu. The Gemara answers, Amri, we say, Kevin de Tekinu Rabbanan Hashkivenu Kigu'ula Arichta Damya. Since the Rabbanan were the ones who were Misakin, the Rabbanan were the ones that were Misakin, this bracha of Hashkivenu, that's like one long bracha, Kigu'ula Arichta Damya. It is part of the Goal Yisrael. It is one long geula. In other words, Hashem is not, the whole mashal was that you're knocking on the door because you're saying, Hashem, you're so great with the geula. And then Hashem comes to answer the door. That bracha of Hashkivenu was not sending Hashem away. Sometimes, you know, you have this mashalach knock on the door. So a lot of times it's just, you know, knock, knock. He holds out the green paper. You give him your $5. Close the door. The whole thing takes 30 seconds. Okay. Sometimes, you know, you want to be nice. You invite him in for a drink. But sometimes he has to tell you the whole story. He sits down on the couch. And then a lot of times I'm like, oh, okay, no problem. Here's $5. Like, no, Tishma. I want to tell you my whole story. Like, okay, no problem. I put on my Meisser clock, you know, to giving over time. But so you have... So it's a hashkivenu is kagula rechledami. It's all part of the long. It's all part of the goal Yisrael. The person's not running away because if you weren't to say anything, so then it's a problem. But as long as you're saying something that was masukin by the rabbana, that was enacted by the rabbana, and it's not a problem. The ilay temach and the gemara says, and I'll prove this to you because even by shachris hechi matzi samech. How is it considered that we are putting the bracha of goal Yisrael to the tefila? V'ham Rabbi Yechanan betchila emar Hashem svasai tiftach. Before davening, you have to say the pasuk of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Ula Besoif Omer Yula Ratzin Imrufi. And at the end of davening, you have to say the bracha, you have to say the pasuk of Yula Ratzin. So you're also not putting the words Goal Yisrael right next to the Shemayna Esrei. Ella Hasam Kevin the Takin Rabbanan. The answer is Hasam over there. Kevin the Takin Rabbanan. Since the Rabbanan were Masakin Lamemer to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, this pasuk of Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, it becomes part of the tefillah. Kit tefillah arich the dami. It becomes part of the tefillah. Hachanami. So too over here with regards to the bracha of Hashkivenu. Kevin the Takin Rabbanan Lamemer Hashkivenu. Since the Rabbanan were Masakin to say this bracha of Hashkivenu, Kit geula arich the dami. It is part of the bracha of Goal Yisrael. Amar Rab Elazar, Amar Rab Avina, Kol Ha'omer Tehila LeDavid. Whoever says Tehila LeDavid, which is Ashrei, Tehila LeDavid, Ramim Hashem, Bechol Yom Shalosh Pamim, every day three times, which is what we say it. We say it once during Pesukei Dezimra, once after Shemana Esrei of Shachas, and once before Mincha. Muvtach Lo, he is guaranteed Shehu Ben Olam Haba, that he's a Ben Olam Haba. My Taima, what is the reasoning? Ilei Mishum Da'aisya Ba'alef Beis, if it's because. So what's the pshat on these things, by the way, that he's a guaranteed Olam Haba? What happens if the guy is Michal Shabbos, drives the shul, no problem, but he's the chanter of Asher. He loves that song, Asher Yoshe V'Segla, so he's the one who sings it out loud all the time. It's what happens if you have a stira, you know, somebody who is, it's not a, you have to always know how to take these things into context. It's possible that this will push him in the direction that he shouldn't be a Michal Shabbos, because he's always saying, the Gemara is going to say why. The Gemara is going to ask why, but so my time of it, you have to know exactly what it means. It could mean that it's just pushing him in that direction of to be a from Jew. Ilei mishum da aisyah ba'alef beis, if it's because it has all the praises of Hashem in an aleph beis form, like we say aramimcha Hashem b'chol yoyim gadol Hashem, so dor l'dor. So then, if that was the reason, so then why weren't Chazal masakin that we should say kapitel kuf yud tes, which also is on the aleph beis, except there's 8 psukim per letter. Name a Ashrei Tamimei Derech. The Aisya, let's say that chapter of Tehillim, which is, you know, Kuf Yates is the longest one, which is the Aisya Betamni Appen, which has 8 faces and 8 different psukim per letter. Ella Mishum de Izbe, rather it's because it has the pasuk of Peisech Es Yodecha, which is Hashem, can you open your hand and give us food? So every day you're going to be reminded that Hashem is the one who supplies you with money and Hashem is the one who's running your life. So after saying it 3 times a day, it will eventually sink in that Hashem is the one who's giving you your money. So then, if that was true, let's say a different name, a halal hagadol. Why don't you say the psukim of halal every day? The chsiv bay, noisin lechem l'chal basar. Hashem is the one who gives food to everybody. Ella, says the Gemara, mishum de is beitarti. The reason why specifically they were misakin to say Ashrei 3 times a day is because it has both aspects. It talks about the praises of Hashem in the Aleph Beis format, so it's like covering all aspects of the praises of Hashem. And B, it has this pasuk of Pesach HaSiyadecha, so that's why they were misakin to say this 3 times a day. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, mepenei ma'aloi ne'emar nun ba'ashrei. It skips the letter nun, there is no pasuk for nun. The reason is mepnei sheyesh b'mapalasan shel soyne Yisrael, because it has the downfall. There is a pasuk that starts with nun that has the downfall of Klal Yisrael, and therefore we wanted to skip the letter nun because elsewhere in the Torah it is merumas with this. There is a hint of the downfall of Klal Yisrael. Now it says soyne Yisrael, which means the enemies of Klal Yisrael, but that's just talking euphemistically. It really means Klal Yisrael themselves. Dechsev, as it says, nafla. Klal Yisrael will fall, lo yisoysef kum, and they will not get up again. Besulas Yisrael. The Besulas Yisrael, I mean the virgins of Yisrael, but it means Klal Yisrael.
So that means someone's name that starts with a nun is a bad simon? Like an Uptali person?
Or Nancy. Yeah, that is... What?
I don't
Yeah, I never really 100% understood this, because that's the only letter that says something bad about Klai Yisrael. It's the only pasuk that says it. I mean, but so I don't have a full clarity in this, but yeah. And there's no good nuns. I remember last time, I think I did a bit of research into this, but I don't have a clear okay. If you see any notes there, you can tell me. So, B'marava, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, they explained this pasuk differently. Mitarzi le hachi, they explained this pasuk differently. Nafla, Klal Yisrael will fall. But instead of saying loisoysef kum, they will not get up, they translate it as follows. Veloisoysef, comma. So in other words, they will fall, but they will not continue to fall. Veloisoysef linpol oy, they will not continue to fall. And then they put the comma after that, and they say, kum besulis Yisrael. Not loisoysef kum, they will not get up again, besulis Yisrael. But rather, loisoysef, they will not continue to fall. And then, kum besulis Yisrael, get up, you besulis Yisrael.
He brings down the footnote here. Mm-hmm. That the other psukim, which refer to, Yisrael's downfall and
right.
punishment, they continue with an uplift.
Uh-huh. This is the only nun is the only one that's straight.
Only possibly that does not have any uh-huh. subsequent
recovery. Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear that. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Afilu Hachi Chazar David V'Samchan Beruach Hakodesh. Rav Nachman said, and even though we skipped the nun, nevertheless, David HaMelech, when writing the Sefer Tehillim, he put with Ruach HaKodesh, the next pasuk was Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. Shenemar says something about Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. Hashem will help out all those who fell. So even though he skipped that pasuk, but he, as if he rectified it, even though he didn't have it, as by putting the next pasuk of Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim, Hashem will sustain and help up all those who fell. Amar Rabbi Elazar Bar Avina, Gadol Ma Shenemar B'Michal. This is, the next little bit is straight Kabbalah, and we're not sure, at least I'm not sure what this means, but Gadol Ma Shenemar B'Michal Yoyser Mi Ma Shenemar B'Gavriel. Greater is the attributes and abilities of the Malach Michal, more than what it states by Gavriel. Because the Ilubi Michal, when Michal leaves Hashem's domain and comes down to this world to do a job, he's able to do so in one flight. Ksiv vayoef Eli echad min asurafim, as one of the seraphim who we're going to see is Michal, flew to me, and it's mashmah in one flight, with one flap of the wings, he was able to traverse the incredible amount of miles from Hashem's domain to this world. The Ilu Gabe Gavriel, with regards to Gavriel, Ksiv, V'Haish Gavriel, the man Gavriel, Asher Ra'isi Bechazoin, that I saw in my vision, Betchila Moyev Beyoev. He originally flew, and he flew, but the double expression means that he needed two flaps of the wings to come. So, what exactly this means is not my, I would say it's above my pay grade, but that would knock out most of the stuff. So, my mashma Dahai Echer Michoel Hu. So what is, why is this mashma that the first pasuk is, the first, it says one of the seraphim, how do you know that that is referring to Michael? Amar b'yechanan aisyo echad echad. Where's a gzera shava? It says in that pasuk echad, and it says in a different pasuk echad. Ksivacha v'yoyef elai echad min hasurafim. It says one of the seraphim will fly to me, and it says v'chsev hasam v'hine Michael echad hasarim harishayna. Michael, one of the first, Sarim over there, princes over there, Bala Ezraini came to help me. So the Brisa sums it up, and again, we're not sure what this means. Tana Michoel Ba'achas. Michoel is able to fly from Hashem down to us in one flight. Gavriel Bishtayim. Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, needs two flights to do it. Eliyahu Anavi, when he comes down here, needs four flights. Ba'arba. We're going to see a Gemara coming up. It's in Kedushin, actually, where Eliyahu Hanavi saw there was a Tana who was being solicited by a Zoyna to have relations, and he felt himself he was going to fail, so he ran up to the roof and he jumped off, committing suicide rather than fail. And Eliyahu Hanavi comes and slides in just under him and catches him, and he says, "You made me come 400 parsis." So it's like Superman, like right before he was able to. But we see that there's a physical, there is some sort of physicality over here that they actually have to travel. Something like just they can trans, apparate or whatever word you want to use from one place to the other. They actually have to fly. And Leonovi was a bit upset at this Tana for having to make him come 400 paces. So there is some sort of flight that has to take place. But again, I'm not sure exactly how. What exactly? Malach HaMavis, this is the Gemara B'Shmoyne. It takes 8 flights for the Malach HaMavis to come here. Can you imagine every time you have to 8 stopovers to get somewhere? The Malach HaMavis must be tired at some point. So, Ubishaz HaMagefa, but when there's a Magefa going on, when there's a plague going on, Ba'achas, then the Malach HaMavis is given extra powers that he could take a direct flight.
They have a note here saying that Gavriel, he's essentially the Malach of judgment and fire, and the fall is of Chesed and Rachmim. So that's why Mikol will go everywhere very quickly. It says Hashem, he's kind of more abundant, whereas Gavriel, because he's more of the kind of stricter, it takes him twice.
I hear, and I'm saying it's still above my pay grade, but I hear.
There's a note here in the article regarding that, Malach HaMavis said it's 7 stops, mm-hmm. which I guess makes 8 segments.
Right.
Is that the
7 rikias?
Why the Kavura? We stop on the way to Denver?
Maybe. It's a Yeshua B'Seser, maybe.
Tshuva is already, you wouldn't be able to do Tshuva anymore. If
you're right, you're sending him back up. Maybe. There's all these things that we do by Kavuras. There's all a lot of Kabbalah involved. A lot of these type of things. Nothing is... Nothing is just random. But yeah, maybe. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afal pi shekara adam kriya shema bebeis hakneses, even though a person already said kriya shema in the shul during Ma'ariv, mitzvah lekroise al mitase, it is a mitzvah to read it, repeat it again when he goes to sleep. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ma'ikra, what is the pasuk? As it says, Rigzu, fight, v'al techeto, and do not sin. Imru belevavchem, say in your heart, al mishkavchem, on your beds, v'doimu, and then you should go to sleep. Selah. Amar, so we see that a person should say Kriya Shema, which is, of course, in all the Siddurim and benches, Kriya Shema Alamita. Amar of Nachman, Im Tamad Chacham Hu, if the person is a Tamad Chacham, so he's always learning anyways, so he doesn't have to say Kriya Shema. Ein Tzarech. If he's thinking about learning when he's going to sleep, you don't need to say Kriya Shema Alamita. However, Amar Baya, Af Tamad Chacham, Bo'ile Lemimar Char Psuka Derachmi, even a Tamad Chacham should say at least one Pasuk of mercy, kegoin biyadcha af kidruchi, into your hands I deposit my soul. Padisa oisi Hashem kel emes, Hashem, you should redeem me. So, if a person is learning, anyways, there's no need to. If a person is going to sleep, he finishes a seder at night, he doesn't need to say kriya shema. Alamita. Amar of Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Levi Bar Chama says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, La'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. A person should always try to get his yetzer tov to fight with his yetzer hara. Shenemar, as it states in this pasuk, Rigzu, fight v'al techeto, and do not sin. Im nitzchu, if that itself works, so then mutav, great. V'im lav, if not, then you feel your yetzer hara winning. Yasik b'teira, quickly start learning a seder. Shenemar, imur b'levavchem, as it says, say in your heart. Now, what happens if that also wins? Imagine you're like, should I sin or shouldn't I sin? Oh, let me go to Daf Yomi Shir. Okay, if you're able to do that, then great. But usually, Yitzhara, once he gets you down, he goes in for the double punch, and he gets you on Torah. Anyway, so, Im Nitzchu, if he wins, then Mutav, Im Lav, Yikur Kriya Shema. Then you should say Kriya Shema. Shenema Amishkavchem. As it says, when you go to sleep. And Uvishach B'chava Kumecha, it's a... If reading Kriya Shema and remembering that Hashem is one and Hashem is in charge and all these things helps, then mutav, great. V'im lav, and if not, and a person still feels that he's about to sin, yizkor lo yoyim amisa. You should remember death. Imagine a person's funeral. And Shenem, as it says, v'doimu sela, as it states in the end of the pasuk, v'doimu, which is referring to lying down to sleep, which case could be death. So that's why a person should, if a person feels that he's succumbing to sin, he should first try to win Stam, then you should try to learn, say Kriya Shema, or think about death. Why don't you go straight to thinking about death? Because after a while, if you think about death all the time, it's not going to be a big deal. Like, oh, another funeral. I guess you get used to that idea. So keep that only in case of emergencies. What does it say in the pasuk? And Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will give you the luchos, V'ha Torah and the Torah, V'ha Mitzvah and the Mitzvah, Asher Kosavti L'Doi Rai Sam, which I wrote down to guide you on what to do. Luchos elu aseres hadibros. Luchos refers to the aseres hadibros which Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah is the mikra, that's the rest of the Chumash. V'hamitzvah zu mishnah. These are the mishnayos. Asher kosavti, which I wrote down, elu neviim v'ksuvim. L'hayroisam, the word l'hayroisam is ze gemara, that refers to the gemara. Melamed, it teaches us shekulam nasnu l'moshe misinai, that everything, Torah, neviim, ksuvim, mishnah, gemara, was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. And gemara includes everything. As Nefesh HaChaim says, every single svara that a kid asks in YTT is all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single svara that Talmud Katan asks his Rebbe is all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he did it all in 40 days. Amr v'Yitzchak, kol ha'kaira kriya shema al mitasai, ki'ilu oicha, whoever reads kriya shema on his bed, kriya shema before he goes to sleep, is ki'ilu, it is as if, oichas, he is holding cherev, a sword, shtel shtei piyos, a double-edged sword, in his biyade, he is guarded with a double-edged sword against any shadim. Shenemar roimimais el begroinam, the praises of Hashem in their throats, the cherev pifiyos biyadam, and a double-edged sword in their hands. Gemara says, "My mashma, where do you see anything about Kriya Shema? My mashma, what do you see from that pasuk?" Omer Mar Zutcher, v'itemer of Ashi says, "May reishit the inyaniksev. You see it. May reishit the inyaniksev. You see it from the beginning of the pasuk. The chsiv, as it states in the beginning of the pasuk, Ya'alzu chasidim bechavod. The righteous will rejoice. Will shout out these praises, and Yuradenu al Mishkvayzim, they will sing in praises on their beds. So from the fact that it says on their beds, obviously they're talking about Kriya Shema, and then it says right afterwards, V'chsib Basrei, Raimim Meis Kael Begroinam, the greatness of Hashem in their throats, V'cherev Pifiyas Biyadam, and a sword in their hands, a double-edged sword in their hands. So it is a protector against Shadim, and it's a protector against bad things that can happen to one during his sleep. One should say Kriya Shema Alamita. Anybody who reads Kriya Shema before he goes to sleep, any mazik, any of these destructive angels that float around the world, and we're going to see on coming up that there is a whole host of destructive angels that float around the world, especially when one's sleeping. So these mazikin, if you say Kriya Shema Alamita, the mazikin separate from oneself. Shenemar, as it says, Ubenei Reshef Yagbihu Oif. The Bnei Reshef are, and we're going to see that Reshef is a term that is referred to as bad angels, Yagbihu Oif, are lifted away from Oif, which is Torah. The Ein Oif Ela Torah, Oif is referring to Torah, as it states in the Pasuk, Shenemar, Hatoif Einechabai, if you close your eyes from it, Ve'einenu, it will not be there anymore. So that's the way, so, Ve'ein Reshef Ela Mazikin, and Reshef is Mazikin, Shenemar, as it says, Mizei Ra'av, hunger pangs, Ve'lechume Reshef, there's that word Reshef, the fights of Reshef, the Ketev Meriri. Now, Ketev Meriri is a shade. So the same way that Ketev Meriri is a shade, so too the Gemara says Reshef is a shade. So it says that, and the previous pasuk says that Reshef is lifted away by Oif, so we see that if you learn, if you do Oif, if you read, if you say Kriya Shema and you learn Torah before you go to sleep, then you'll be saved from these Reshef people. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kol ha'isik b'Torah yisurin b'dilin heimenu. Whoever learns Torah, Yisurim, pain in this world, will separate from him. In other words, he'll be saved from pain. Shenemar, as it says, Ubenei Reshef Yagbihu Oif. As it says, these Bnei Reshef, again, this time we're translating Reshef as being pain, will be lifted from him through Oif, through Torah. The Ein Oif Ela Torah, Oif is Torah, as we just stated, Shenemar, Hesoif Einechabai, if you close your eyes from it, Ve'einenu, then Torah will disappear. But we see that the word Oif is referring to Torah. And Ve'ein Reshef El Yisurim, the word Reshef refers to Yisurim. As it states, Shenemar, Mizei Ra'av Hunger Pangs, Ulechume Reshef. So in other words, the word Reshef, we're unclear what it means. There's a pasuk that says, Hunger Pangs, Reshef, Mazik, Shadim. So the first section of the Gemara said that putting the word together Reshef with Mazik, so Reshef is also a shade. Now we're putting the word together Reshef with hunger pangs, so we're saying that Reshef means hunger pangs. It means a type of Yisurim, like pain. Amalei Rabbi Yechon said, "Ha, this teaching that you just taught me, that if you learn Torah, bad things don't happen to you. Afilu tinoi kashil beis rabin yo'idin. Even kids know that. Yoidinoi say they know that. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, I'm a foresh pasuk. Vayoymer, Hashem said, Im shamaya tishma lekol Hashem elokecha. If you listen to Hashem's voice, vahayasha be'ein of ta'aseh, and you do what's correct and what's righteous in His eyes, vahazant of le mitzvahs, if you listen to His mitzvahs, v'shamarta kol chukov, and you guard all of His laws. Kol amachla, any sickness asher samti b'mitzrayim that Hashem put in Mitzrayim, loy asam alecha, will not be placed upon you. Ki ani Hashem refecha, because I am Hashem, your healer.
What's the problem with that?
So you're not telling me a chiddush. You're like learning out a drasha from it's a mafurish pasuk. If all you're teaching me is that he who learns Torah is saved from yisurim, you don't need any remez. That's an explicit pasuk. Ella kol she'efshar lo la'asik b'Torah. Rather, the Ella kol she'efshar lo la'asik b'Torah. Whoever is, it's possible for him to work in Torah. The Eino Isaac, what we learn here is actually more of a negative limud, which is that if you're able to learn Torah and Hashem and you don't, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe Allah Yisurim Mechu'arim Va'eichrin Isaac. Then Hashem will bring upon the person Mechu'arim, like horrible Yisurim Va'eichrin Isaac, that will cause him to get, you know, stuck. Shenemar ne'elamti, if you stay quiet, and you stay quiet from goodness, then the pain will stop you up. Ve'ein toiv, as it states, the toiv is toira, el toira, shenemar ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, toirasi al tazevu, I gave you a good present, do not abandon my toira. Amar Rav Zeira v'itemir Rav Chanina bar Papa bo ureish loy kemitas Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitas basav dam. Come and let us see how different Hashem is from a regular person. Because mitas basav dam, a regular person is when you sell something that you really liked, but you sold it because you need money. You have a brand new Lamborghini, but at the end of the day, you need to pay your mortgage, so you sell it. You're upset. Adam meicher chevitz dechaver. If a person sells an object to his friend because he needs cash, meicher, the seller is atziv, he's upset, and lekeach, the buyer is happy. Sameach, look at this brand new rookie card of somebody. He's happy, and the seller's upset. Aval Hakadosh Baruch Hu einoy kein. Hashem is not like that. Nasan lehem Torah Yisrael. He gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. V'sameach, and he's happy. Shenemar, he's happy that the person is appreciating what he gave. Ki lekach tov nosati lecham. Hashem is praising the Torah even after he gave it. I gave you a goodbye. Don't abandon my Torah. From the fact that he's telling the person, take care of it, even after he gave it over, obviously he's still happy and he still likes the fact that he gave it over. Amar Rava, v'itemer of Chista, im roya adam sheyisurin ba'in alav, yefashfesh b'maisav. If a person sees that things are happening to him that aren't great, he should go through his maisim. This is a very important lesson. But Sometimes not gishmaka things happen to a person. So sometimes, what do we say? Oh, it's not your fault. This is times it happens. You know, we don't understand the ways of Hashem. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't be a fashvish b'maisav. You should go ahead and see, where can I improve? This is a message from Hashem. You know, even in tough situations. Obviously, if a person will get not insulted, but he will shut down, so then a person has to do this responsibly. But you know, I was once on a panel for people who had a stillborn. So the person was saying, you know, like, you have to understand, never it's not your fault, and this, we don't understand the ways of Hashem and everything, v'chulu v'chulu. And so I said, I don't think so, actually, because there's a Mefurish Gemara, this Gemara, that if a Yisurim happens to a person, now, are we masking that this is a bad thing? Yes, we're masking this is a bad thing. So it says you have to be Mefashvish B'maisav. If you get shut down, and because of that, you are not able to respond, you're not able to do anything, and I said it's comparable to a person who takes a driving test and he fails. So if that's it, I failed, I'm a loser, I'm never going to do anything good, I'm not going to take another driving test. Then of course we'll tell you, no, it wasn't your fault, this happens, it's a random thing, you know, every third person fails, it's not, the guy was anti-Semitic, whatever you could say. But if you go ahead and you say, you have to go ahead and be mefashif and myself. Say, now, we're not saying it's because of this or it's because of that, but you should go through and say, where can I improve? Because life is supposed to be work, but life is not supposed to be bitter. So if there's something that's happening, it doesn't mean that it's because of that. It doesn't mean that, you know, other people are doing the same thing and it didn't happen to them. Okay, Hashem deals with each person on an individual basis. But if there's a Yisurim, then a person should be Mefashah Shemaisim. Not that it should shut down, but that it should constructively grow. That's what Yefashah Shemaisim means. Go through your Maisim and constructively grow from it. Shenemar Nachbashah Darachenu, I will go through my paths v'nachkaira and I will investigate them. V'noshuv Ad Hashem. And I will respond to Hashem. Pishpesh, if he goes through it, if a person goes through it and says, listen, I didn't find anything wrong, so then Yitl be Bittul Torah. Explain that it must be because of Bittul Torah. Shenemar, Ashra HaGever, Asher Tiyasrenuka, happy is the person who Hashem, you know, puts through Yisurim. Umiteirazcha Tilamdenu, and I will learn more Torah. Vimtala, and if you try to say, like, it's not because of Torah either, I'm learning all day long, there's absolutely nothing I could do more. V'loi matzi, you didn't find anything wrong, then b'yadua she yisurim shel ahavahim. Then it's yisurim that Hashem brings out of love for the person because he wants him to get more schar in the next world. So it's possible that there's absolutely nothing wrong. All I'm saying is that you should go through your ma'asim. But you're right, if you have absolutely nothing wrong, so then great. Ki es asher yohev, Hashem yechiyeh, who Hashem loves, he gives Musar to. Amar Rava, Amar, we're going to see though that if you want to get out of those Yisurim Shalava, if you don't want, so then Hashem will take those off. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Sukhaira, Amar Rav Huna Kol Shakadish Baruch Hu Chafetz by whoever Akadish Baruch Hu really loves, Madakoi bi Yisurim. He should, Madakoi bi Yisurim, he hits with Yisurim if he loves the person. Shenemar, Hashem Chafetz, who Hashem wants, Dakoi Hachali. He will, like, you know, again, hit with a sickness. You one would think that this is even if the person doesn't want it. He's not being mekabel ba'ava. Tamad leimar, im tosim asham nafshay. So using the word asham, and an asham is a carbon. Just like a carbon is only brought when a person wants. Ma asham ladas, just like a person only has to want to bring a carbon. So to yisurim shal ahava is only if the person wants it. Af yisurim ladas. So if a person says, I don't want it, then Hashem will take off those yisurim. V'im kiblam, and if he is mekabel, it be ahava maschari. What is his reward? Yira zera, he will have children. Ya'arich yomim, and a long life. Or his children will have a long life. He will be able to remember his learning. And the Chafetz Hashem will be successful in his hands. So, we see over here that again, there's such a thing called Yisurim Shel Ahava. And if the person opts out of it, he can opt out of it. Other Yisurim, if it's because of a sin, those he cannot opt out of. Pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi v'Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi and Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. Chad Amar Elohim Yisurim Shel Ahava. The following is Yisurim Shel Ahava. If it's pain, but it does not cause any bittul Torah. Kol she'ein bahin bittul Torah. If it's pain, but it doesn't cause bittul Torah. Shenemar Asher HaGever Asher Tiyasrenu Ka Umiteras Chasalam Denu. Happy is the person who Hashem gives Musa to, and he's still learning Torah. V'chad Amar Elohim Yisurim Shel Ahava. The following says, no, Yisurim Shel Ahava, it depends on Kol She'ein Bahem Bittul Tefillah, so long as it doesn't stop his davening. So if a person has, let's say, a stomach ailment, so he's in the bathroom the whole day, that's stopping his davening, that's not Yisurim Shel Ahava. Hashem wouldn't do that to a person. Shenemar, that he loves. Baruch Eloikim, Hashem, no, in other words, those are not Yisurim Shel Ahava. That would be because Hashem wants him to grow in a different way. Baruch Eloikim, Asher Lehesar Tefilasi V'chazdoi Me'iti. Baruch Hashem, that it did not remove my tefillah and his kindness from me. However, there's a third opinion. Amalei Rav Abba, Breid Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, Hachi Amar Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, So said Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, Am Rav Yechon, in the name of Yechon, Eilav Eli Yisurim Shel Ahavahin. No, even if a person is, through his pain, he is stopped from tefillah and he is stopped from Torah. Let's say he has to spend his days in the hospital and he simply can't learn. Or he has to spend his days in the bathroom, he simply can't learn. It still could be Yisurim Shel Ahava. As it states, Shenemar ki es asher yohev Hashem yechiyeh. He who Hashem loves, Hashem gives Musar to. So Ella, what do you say? How do we translate that first pasuk? Ella matam lemer umiterasla tilamdenu. I'll take away tilamdenu. Don't say that you should learn. Ella tilamdeni. We learn this, that Yisurim help a person from the Torah. Davarzem miterasla tilamdeni. The following thing can be learned from the Torah. Kavachomer mishen va'ayin. It is a kavachomer from the halachas of if a person knocks out the tooth or eye of a slave. If a person is a slave and the halacha is that you have to, he's allowed to work for you. You're allowed to have slaves. Slavery is not, there's such a concept of slavery in the Torah. But ma'ashein, however, there's a concept that if you knock out his eye or tooth, you have to set him free. So ma'ashein v'ayin, which is only one of the many limbs of a person. Shehein echad me'evarav shel adam. And nevertheless, if you knock it out, the entire slave goes free. Eved yotze behen lecheres, and a slave will, yotze behen lecheres, will go out to freedom. Yisurim, so pain, which shememarkin kol gufa shel adam, which clean, for lack of a better translation, the entire body of a person, al achas kama v'kama, certainly is getting a person in a whole new level in Shemayim. Hashem will certainly set him free from sin or from punishment and things like that. And this is like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said to Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Nemar bris b'melech, it says the word bris by salt. The Nemar bris b'zerm, it says the word bris by pain. By salt, it says that on every single carbon you bring, you should bring a bris melech. You have to put salt on every carbon. Nemar bris b'melech, as it says, d'chsiv aloysash b'melech bris. So it says the word bris there. And it also says bris by Yisurim. The Nemar, after the Teichacha, after the 90 psukim of Teichacha in the Torah, it says a bris. The Nemar bris by Yisurim, it says d'chsiv elu divrei habris. So ma bris ha'omer b'melech, just like by salt. What does salt do? Melech m'matekas, as a pastor, it sweetens the meat of the animal. Af bris ha'omer b'yisurim. So to the bris by that it says by pain, Yisurim m'markin kol avonosav shel adam, it cleans and all of the sins of a person. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanos Tovos Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. There were three gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yisrael. V'kulan leinosnan ela al yidei Yisrael. However, all three of them were only given through, we'll call it pain. How do they translate in the word Yisrael?
Suffering.
Okay, same idea. Through suffering. Elu Hain, the following three are them. Torah, v'Eretz Yisrael, v'ha'olam haba. And the next world. Taira minayin. How do we know that you have to go through some suffering to get Taira Shinemar? Like getting up at 5 in the morning. Ashrei hagever asher tiasrenu ka. Happy is the person who Hashem puts through suffering. Umeteraschot telamdeinu. And he learns the Taira. So, okay, this is another way of looking at that pasuk that we already just translated. So we see that in order to get Taira, you have to go through some pain. And yes, when we say pain, we don't mean that you have to put your hand in a meat grinder. We mean getting up at 5 in the morning is Yisurim, that's Yisurim. It's hard to get up when it's early in the morning. So you're kind of tired through these things. Eretz Yisrael, d'chsev, ki ka'asher yaser ish es benai. Just like a person, puts his kid, he doesn't let his kid stay up late. Sometimes he says, kid, you can't go to that party because I know what's going to go on there. So Hashem, just a person sometimes puts his kid through suffering. All my friends are going to be there. Yeah, I know, but I know there's going to be other friends there also that I don't want you to have. So you say you can't go to the party. The kid's going to cry and scream, but you know it's for his own good. So too Hashem alekechem yasrecho. So too Hashem puts us through suffering sometimes for our own good. V'chsib basrei, and right after that it says, ki Hashem alekechem aviachal eretz toiva. Hashem brings you to a good land. So we see that it's Olam Haba. It's Eretz Yisrael. Anybody who's been to the Misrad HaPnim and in Eretz Yisrael knows exactly what this means. Or any government office for that matter. And Ha'olam Haba says, D'chsiv, ki ner mitzvah v'tayra ar, as it says, ki ner mitzvah v'tayra ar, v'derechayim toicheches musar. And the way of life is through getting toicheches musar, and that is how one gets Ha'olam Haba.
We're supposed to imitate God as much as possible.
Correct.
And now we're saying the Gemara gave us gifts, and we know Sonos Bantanos Yechya. So how do you reconcile the two?
Well, everything that we get from Hashem is a gift.
Okay, so we should do gifts too.
Yeah, we should. But it doesn't mean we should take it. We should give gifts, not pay gifts. We should emulate God.
You're making him hate you.
Well, there's a certain point that you have to go ahead and.
So we should give gifts.
We should give gifts. We should be like God by giving gifts, not taking gifts. That would be like us. We try to emulate God. So yes, you should give your spouse nonstop gifts. You give your kids nonstop gifts. Why?
Because you end up hating.
No, I don't see any. You said we. Oh. I don't see anything like that. You said God. You should emulate God.
Why does it say sonos bantanos
yechah? What does it? What does that have to do with anything?
Because it means if you take the gift, then you're obligated in a certain respect.
So exactly. So we're obligated to God. What is a bad thing to be obligated to God?
So God's an exception.
No.
It's not there,
no. No.
Because God is different than other people.
I don't see that. I don't see that. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Ha'Oisik B'Teira U'B'Gemilas Chasadim, whoever works in Teira and in Gemilas Chasadim, V'Koyver as Banav and has to bury a child, Moichlin Loi Al Kol Avonosav. That is, those three things can cause a complete mechila of all his sins. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan, Bishlam Teira U'Gemilas Chasadim. I can understand Teira, and I can understand doing Chesed. A guy is on Hatzalah, a guy is on Chaverim, a guy learns Teira. I can understand how those things cause a mechilas avinus, tichsev and meforish psukim. With chesed ve'emes yichuper avin. With chesed and emes, you can erase sin. Chesed is gemilas chesed, and that's joining hatzalah or having a box gemach or whatever. Shenema roid of tzedakah ve'chesed yimatzei chaim, and Reidiv tzedakah v'chesed, as it states, somebody who runs after tzedakah v'chesed, he will find life. Tzedakah v'chavet, he will find, you might say, chayim tzedakah v'chavet. And emes is Torah. So emes is zu Torah, shenemar emes kenev, al timkar, buy Torah and don't sell it. But where do you see that burying a child? Ela kever zbanav minayin. How do you see that that is an eraser of sin? Tana le'ahu saba, a certain elder man, said over Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, said over in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Aisya Avain Avain, there's a Gzera Shava. It says Avain in this pasuk, and it says Avain in a different pasuk. So the juxtaposition of the two Avains tell us that what applies here applies there. Ksiv Hacha Bechesed Emes Yechupar Avain, it says Bechesed Emes, you will erase sin. Bechsiv Hasam Umishalim Avain Avais Al Chayk Benehem, and the sin of the fathers will be from the laps of the kids, but we see that the kids will cause, and losing a kid will cause an erasure of the sin of the father. Sometimes Hashem sees in the future, and he sees that this person needs an avera, needs a kapara. So he will give to this family a child who's a neshama that anyways needs to be on this world for only 6 years. There's a neshama that needs to be on the world for 6 years. And there's a neshama, there's a family that needs a kapara. So he'll give that family this child that's supposed to only live for 6 years. Lamais, in the end of the day, they invest so much in that child and they have terrible pain when he passes away. But in the end of the day, the child anyways was supposed to go. It was a neshama that was here only for 6 years. And this family got a kapara. Obviously, we are simplifying things, but that's the basic idea. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Nigoim Ubanim Einon Yisurim Shel Ava. Two types of pain are not considered Yisurim Shel Ava. Like we said before, sometimes they could be because of no sin. However, Negoim, which is Tzaras, and Banim, losing a child, are because of sin. Einim Yisurim Shel Ava. The Gemara says, Negoim Lo, Negoim Tzaras is not Yisurim Shel Ava, V'hatanya. Kol mi sheyesh bei echad me'arba ma'aras Negoim halalu, Einan Elam Mizbeach Kapara. Whoever has one of these four colors of Tzaras, it's a Mizbeach Kapara. It's like he's offering something on the Mizbeach for a Kapara. And the Gemara says, you're right. We're not saying that it's not a kapara. It could be good. It could be an erasure of sin, but it's not Yisurim Shalava. Mizbeach kapara havi, Yisurim Shalava lo havi. But like we said before, it's possible that Hashem sometimes gives Yisurim Shalava to help you grow in the next world. That's not through Negoim. V'bayus Ema, alternatively. Halon v'halohu, it depends where you are. If you're in America or whatever, so the person who has tzaras is... He just has tzaras, he has to go for treatments and things like that. But nothing, if he could still get an aliyah, he could still do this, he could still do that. So then it's just like regular Yisurim. But in Eretz Yisrael, when we kick you out of Yerushalayim, because he has tzaras, so then that's already not Yisurim Shalava. So halam, that's for us, v'haluhu, that's for them in Eretz Yisrael. V'bayisema, alternatively, a third answer. Habetzina habafahesya, it depends. If he has tzaras all over his face and people are avoiding him, so then, that's already too much Yisurim. That wouldn't be Yisurim Shalava. And Habetzina, here's where it's under his shirt. You wonder why this guy doesn't go to the mikveh ever. That's except 3 a.m. So that's because he has tzaras specifically there. So then, so Habetzina, here is where it's Betzina. So therefore, nobody knows about it, just him. That could be Yisurim Shalava.
What is someone's bar mitzvah? The father says he's... free from the obligation
yes.
of the children. Now we're saying the children suffer for the sins of the father. And that's the opposite of what we say when we say that.
Why?
We say, because the father's supposed to suffer for the sin. He takes the sin upon himself bar mitzvah.
I know, but that's two different aspects. A child who suffers, it definitely gives suffering to the father.
Right, but I understand that.
Okay.
Why should the children have to suffer then?
That's what I said. Like it could be there was a neshama that was already supposed to suffer. It's not pshat that the kid died, or if the kid was supposed to live, so then he'll be reborn in a different family. I'm saying, the neshama in the olam neshamas, it's not so. It's not a question. Let's say neshama is supposed to live 80 years, and this family suddenly is an emergency kapara. Hashem might take the kid and put him in a different family. The neshama is. All, this is a spacesuit. If Hashem takes off the spacesuit and puts in a different spacesuit, it's not such a big deal for the neshama itself. So instead of the name being Regensburg, now it's going to be Kowalski or whatever. Okay, it's not such a big deal for the kid.
I understand, but I won't call it a sin then.
Okay, this is... we're going to have to go because we're... So Betzina, when a person has Tzaras, Betzina, then it's not such a big deal for everybody else. But for him, it's a big deal. That might be the reason why he's not going to the mikveh, but he might not be somebody who has, by the way, these contagious diseases. We, let's say, ladies have hepatitis or something. How do we let them go to the mikveh? So a lady who has a contagious disease, we make special appointments for the mikveh. We have to clean it out afterwards. Ubanim loy. The Gemara says, by banim they don't. That's not considered suim shalava. Hey chidami. Ilem da havelu umesu. If you want to say that they had children and they died. Rabbi Yechanan used to go around to people and comforting them by shiva houses. He used to go around and he used to hold out a small little tooth and says, "Dein garma da asira ibir. This is my 10th son. This is a bone left over from my 10th son that passed away." Rabbi Yechanan had 10 children that died in his lifetime. So he used to comfort people. So now Rashi explains, you're not going to tell me that Rabbi Yechanan had so many sins that he needed to lose 10 kids. So Elamai, it is Yisurim Shalava to lose a kid. So this is where he didn't have them at all. If a person doesn't have sinners, children at all, and Tosfos asks, what do you mean? There's a bunch of people that didn't have a bunch of tzaddikim that didn't have children at all. And here is where they had them and they died. So Tosfos explains that the raya is not from the fact that a tzaddik can't have such sin. Maybe a tzaddik is judged on a higher level. Maybe Rabbi Yechanan and Echanami taka needed a kapara. That's not the raya. Because we see that there are many tzaddikim gemurim, even our generation. We have a whole bunch of tzaddikim. Chazon Ish didn't have any kids. I'm saying there's a bunch of tzaddikim who are, even in our generation, who didn't have any children. And Rabbi Yitzchak Breidowitz didn't have till he was, you know. If you have later on in life, then it's not a raya. Because it could be just Hashem was wanted your tefillas. So it's not a riot if you have in later on in life. Ritzel Kuttner only had one daughter. But so if you have one kid, it's not a riot. But to not have anything, the Chazon Ish didn't have any kids. So you never know. So Tais says that it could be that a tzaddik also could need a kapara. What? Really? I don't know. Or maybe I am. Interesting. So those are his nephews? Mm-hmm. The Satmar Rebbes nowadays are his nephews?
Yeah, they're
not. Yeah. Rabbi Chia, I don't know. Okay, Rabbi Chia bar Abba Chalash. Rabbi Chia bar Abba got sick. All the Gabi Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan went to visit him. Amalei Chavivin Alecha Yisurim. Are you happy with these Yisurim? Amalei Loi Hein Veloi Scharin. I don't want them. I don't want their reward that comes with it. So Amalei Havli. So like we said, Yisurim Shel Abba only are if the person accepts it. So Rabbi Yechanan says, fine. These are Yisurim Shel Abba. Amalei Havli Yodech. Give me your hand. Yehavli Yodech. He gave him his hand. The Ukme and he stood him up. Suddenly Rabbi Chia was healed. Similar story with Rabbi Yechanan himself. Rabbi Yechanan Chalash. Oh, look at Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina came to visit him. Amalei Chavivin Alecha Yisurim. Are you happy with these Yisurim? Amalei Loi Hein Veloi Scharin. I don't want them, nor their pain, nor their reward. Amalei Havli Yodech. Give me your hand. You Havli Yodech. He gave him his hand. Ve'ukmei, and he stood him up. So the Gemara says, one second. Rabbi Yechanan apparently had this power by himself. He just did it to Rabbi Chia. So why can't he do it to himself? Amai, Lukim Rabbi Yechanan Lanafshe. Why didn't Rabbi Yechanan just stand himself up? And the Gemara says, Amrei, Ein Chavish Mater Atzmi Bebeis Yisurim. Once you're in this jail, a Chavish, once you can't get yourself out. Mater Atzmi, you can't get yourself out from the prison. Bebeis Yisurim. So, but again, it's your option. If you don't want Yisurim Shalava, you can opt out. Rabbi Lazar Chalash. Rabbi Lazar got sick. Oh, look at Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan went to visit him. Chazia da havi kagoni bebeis ofel. He saw that he was lying, sleeping in bebeis ofel in a dark house. So sometimes you have these stories that reveal a drop about the Amoraim, and they show us they're not just like the gedolim that we have nowadays, like a very pious man. I mean, Gali Lidari, he revealed his leg. It sounds like the nafalher, and suddenly the house was filled with light. So we're talking. Whenever we always have to remember that when we ever get these snippets of stories, we have to remember that these people were so far above our imagination of what a gadol actually is. He was able to lift up his thing and suddenly, boom, out came light. These were supermen on a totally different level. So Galilei Dar, he really is like v'nafal on the hayrei, and the room filled with light. Chazia the havi kabachi, Rabbi Lazar. He saw that Rabbi Lazar was crying. I'm like, am I kabachis? What are you crying about? Imishum taira delay. If it's because of your sickness, you're not able to learn so much taira. Shanino, but we already know that echad hamarbev, echad hamamet, whether you're learning a lot or learning a little, ubavachi chaven liba l'shemayim, as long as you have kavana l'shem shemayim. So whatever mishnayis you're able to learn right now, you get full schar for. So what are you upset about? Vimishum zoyne, and if it's because you're so poor, no, big deal. Loi kol adam zoyche l'shtei shulchanos. Not everybody is zoyche to have this world and then have easy in this world and be able to be a tamar chacham and a rich tamar chacham. Vim bishim bani, and if it's because your children, apparently he lost a child, dein garma da asiroi bir. This is the bone of my 10th child. They also lost a child. So get yourself together, and what are you crying for? Amalei, you know what I'm crying for? I'm crying because of your beauty, the high shufra, the bali ba'afra.
He walked around with a bone, so he was tall all the time.
Oh, excellent question. So I think they say that it was very small, less than the size of that was matame. Excellent question, though. A bone is only metame if it's the size of a sire. So it could have been that it was a smaller bone. I don't know if you lock it down with like the thigh bone, you know. So Amar Leila, I shufra de bali ba'afra. I'm upset about this beauty that is going to eventually wither in the ground. Kabachina, I'm crying for. Amar Leila alda. Rabbi Yechanan says, you know, that's taka a good reason to cry. Vade kabachis. Ubachi tervas. They both sat there crying. Eventually, he got himself together. Ad hachi v'hachi. Amar Leila chavir v'nalechi yisurim. He says, are you happy with these yisurim? Amar Leila loyhein v'leischar. No, not them, nor their schar, or nor their reward. Amar Leila havli yadeich. Give me your hand. Yohev le yadeich. He gave him the hand. V'ukmi, and he stood him up. So we see from all these stories that, like we said, that you have the rights to opt out of yisurim shel ahava. And we'll stop over here.